Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Trump talk on phone, discuss strengthening cooperation for global peace and stability. Bangladesh to hold parliamentary election on 12th of February next year. Rift in Pakistan's power structure deepens as military court sentences 14-year jail to former ISI chief Faiz Hamid. And 34 people killed in Myanmar in military airstrike on Rakhine State. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the two leaders reviewed the progress in bilateral relations and discussed regional and international developments. He said India and the US will continue to work together for global peace, stability and prosperity. Indian Ambassador to the US Vinay Mohan Quatra met Senator Brian Schatz in Washington to discuss deeper India-US cooperation in energy, technology and innovation. Mr. Quatra said in a post on X that they also exchanged views on bilateral defense ties and key regional developments. Meanwhile, US Deputy Trade Representative Rick Switzer met Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi. Talks focused on the growing economic and technology partnership and ongoing negotiations towards a potential India-US trade deal. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Mr. Piyush Goyal, today said that negotiations on the India-US trade talks are progressing well. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, Mr. Goyal said substantive discussions over five rounds of negotiations have taken place already, adding that a deal will only be done when both sides stand to benefit. The minister stressed that one can never negotiate with deadlines.
I can only say that negotiations are progressing well. We've had substantive discussions over several rounds of negotiations in the past five rounds that happened. The current visit is a new deputy USTR who has joined. It's his first visit to India. We're getting to know each other. He's the Commerce Secretary level, Vice Minister. But I've often said on record that a deal is only done when both sides stand to benefit.
Talking about the India-EU free trade agreement, Mr. Goyal said there has been significant progress with both sides slated to meet in January again. On collaboration between Prada and Kolhapuri chappal makers, Mr. Goyal said Kolhapuri chappals have an export potential of $1 billion. He said Indian craftsmen and artisans will work together to make the Kolhapuri chappal a global brand. The statement was made in the presence of Italy's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Antonio Tajani. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Tajani said, India and Italy aim to achieve an annual bilateral trade volume of 20 billion euros by 2029. Stating that his visit to Mumbai is a part of that goal, Mr. Tajani said Italy wants to import more from India and is working hard for reasonable solutions on tariffs. Prime Minister Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Jordan at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin al-Hussein. Bangladesh will hold the 13th parliamentary elections on the 12th of February next year, marking the first general polls since the ouster of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. A referendum on implementing the July National Charter will be held on the same day. Chief Election Commissioner AMM Nasiruddin made the announcement while addressing the nation today. He said a total of 300 parliamentary seats will go to polls. The interim government led by Professor Muhammad Yunus was formed following the ouster of the Sheikh Hasina-led Awami League in student-led protests on the 5th of August 2024. More from our Dhaka correspondent.
As per the schedules, nominations are to be filed by December 29th this year, which will be scrutinized from December 30th to January 4th next year. The last date for withdrawing nominations is January 20th. Electoral symbols will be allotted and the final list of candidates will be published on January 21st. Election campaigns will begin on January 22nd and continue until 4:30 a.m. on February 10th. Voting will take place continuously from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in all 300 state constituencies on February 12th. More than 127.6 million voters are eligible to participate in the election. Bangladeshi expatriates will be able to cast ballots via postal voting, and over 3 lakh overseas voters have registered so far. Naval Sang Parmar for the World News from Dhaka.
India has said in the UN Security Council that it supports pragmatic engagement with the Taliban, as relying only on punitive measures will not bring change in Afghanistan. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvathaneni Harish, said this while addressing the UNSC meeting on the situation in Afghanistan yesterday. He said India calls on the United Nations and the international community to adopt nuanced policy instruments that help bring sustainable benefits for the people of Afghanistan. The ambassador said the international community should adopt balanced policies that deliver real benefits for Afghan people.
India was among the first countries to provide humanitarian assistance in the aftermath of the earthquake in Afghanistan and continues to assist in reconstructing residential buildings in the earthquake-affected areas. India's comprehensive humanitarian support includes supply of food grain, social support items, school stationery, disaster relief materials and pesticides. It also includes providing crucial material aid to address the urgent needs of the forcibly repatriated refugees in Afghanistan.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. In Pakistan, amid growing tensions within the military establishment, particularly between Chief of Defence Forces Field Marshal Asim Munir and factions aligned with former intelligence officials, a military court today sentenced former Inter-Services Intelligence Chief Faiz Hamid to 14 years in prison. Hamid faced charges of engaging in political activity, misuse of authority, violating the Official Secrets Act and causing wrongful loss. In Myanmar, at least 34 people were killed and dozens injured after the military carried out airstrikes on a hospital in Rakhine State last night. The area is controlled by the Arakan Army, one of the strongest ethnic forces fighting the junta. The military has intensified air assaults in recent months as it seeks to reclaim territory lost since the 2021 coup. The attack comes ahead of the 28th December election. The Indian Embassy in Thailand has advised Indian travellers to check official updates before visiting areas near the Thailand-Cambodia border. The embassy said this in a social media post. On the other hand, the Thai authorities have said travel across most of the country remains normal, but some border routes are affected. Meanwhile, UNESCO has called for urgent protection of cultural heritage amid artillery and rocket attacks near the Priyavihar Temple, a World Heritage Site. Bulgaria's government resigned today as mass protests gripped the country just weeks before it is due to join the Eurozone. Prime Minister Rosen Zelyaksov announced the resignation minutes before a no-confidence vote in Parliament. The opposition tabled the no-confidence motion over economic mismanagement. Bulgaria is scheduled to adopt the euro on January the 1st. Tens of thousands of Bulgarians drew to the streets in the capital Sofia and other cities recently demanding the resignation of the government, expressing their frustration with political corruption. In squash, India emerged as the top performer in the pool stage of the World Squash Championship in Chennai, finishing with the highest overall points among all groups. In Pool B, India led with 8 points, while Switzerland and Korea followed with 2 points each. In Pool C, Malaysia topped the table with 7 points ahead of Australia with 4 and Poland with 1. Egypt dominated Pool D with 7 points, followed by Japan with 5, while Iran has yet to score. In Pool A, Hong Kong led with 6 points, South Africa stood at 5 and Korea at 1. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Trump talk on phone, discuss strengthening cooperation for global peace and stability. Bangladesh to hold parliamentary election on 12th of February next year. Rift in Pakistan's power structure deepens as military court sentences 14-year jail to former ISI chief Faiz Hamid, and 34 people killed in Myanmar in military airstrike on Rakhine State. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.